Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Collins and the Cats host DePaul, Illinois, Indiana, and more at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Buy tickets now at NUSports.com. I will not be here doing the show tomorrow. I will be here Friday, though. Shane had asked me a few weeks ago, like, are you going to take the Friday off? And at first, I was like, well, maybe the Bears will still be in this thing. So I said, I'll just work. I'll just do the show on Friday. But now, who knows what ends up happening between now and the time I crack a microphone at noon. So I'll be here for you. Win or lose, fired or not fired, we will figure out a way to have fun on Friday's show talking about the Bears, but maybe more so the Bulls. We'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. I do know this. For the next 4 hours, you are in for a treat. If you want to get away from some of the Bears stuff, these two guys are capable of doing that. If you want to stay inside this Bears stuff, these two guys are capable of doing that. Sitting in today for Parkins and Spiegel, Chris Ronji, who you hate, and Cody Decker, who you love. Hello, boys.
Oh, hey, man. I loved that we could kind of maybe do it or not do it at the same time. It's like you read our rundown, baby.
Hey, you know, I there's a lot of other stuff going on in the world that you guys are more connected with than the Bears that would be interesting for people to hear from. And maybe they've had quite enough of all of the Nagy stuff.
Well, I mean, how can you get enough of the Nagy stuff? You know, I feel like we could do this for another 12 days. And actually, we might. I don't know if there's going to be a resolution to this thing by Friday.
At the end of the day, this is the gift that keeps on giving. I know it seems frustrating, but this is hilarious. And if you're not a Bears fan, it's the charts hilarious. I love this.
You know what? This is the kind of thing, like I'm watching the Mets and how the Mets operate, and I say this all the time. Like, if you're not a Mets fan, this is super entertaining. Like, just watching how they consistently foul everything up, even though they're in a massive market and there's no reason for this. It's entertaining
from the outside. Owner come out today and say something silly?
Yes.
Yeah, he tweeted about Steven Matz and like, said something about him. Did he use the word unprofessional?
Unprofessional. He was referring to Steven Matz's agent, and Steven Matz's agent came out with a statement where he said he was taking the high road, or where it seemed pretty much verbally he was stabbing Steve Cohen. So that's not exactly the most high road thing I've ever seen. Basically, owners today are hilarious.
Yeah, it's the best. And this Bears thing, I can totally see if you're a Packers fan and you know that your time with Aaron Rodgers is just about over. I feel like you could look at this situation and go, well, at least we have that. At least we have that dysfunction to enjoy a little bit south in Chicago. Because it is funny. If you're not a Bears fan, this entire thing is really entertaining.
Here, how about this? Let me put this all in perspective for both Lawrence and Chris and every fan in Chicago right now that is living this nightmare of being a Bears fan. I am a Raiders fan.
Okay.
You think your year's bad? Look what's happening over in Vegas. And reminder, you guys beat the living hell out of the Raiders this year, so my life is just misery. At least you guys are as much of a dumpster fire as my fandom is. So I'm actually thoroughly enjoying it, because at the end of the day, for things to actually get better, you kind of need things to get almost embarrassing.
Let me get an outsider perspective here. Now, Ranger, you're a little too close to it, because obviously, you lived here, you worked on this station. Deck, what is this like that you're looking at this? What are you seeing when you look at this?
just chaos. And it's chaos on the bridge. And here's the thing. As an outsider, as a guy who was, you know, a pro athlete for a long time, I played for these teams with a massive amount of dysfunction. I've even played on a major league team where everyone absolutely hated each other, hated the coaching staff. The coaching staff hated them just as much. It leads to terrible, terrible, terrible chemistry. And it leads to a much longer season. But at the end of the day, you need things like this to happen. You just flat out need them to happen because you got to pull the Band-Aid off somehow. And this is not exactly the Band-Aid we were expecting. I think everyone is expecting this team to actually flourish with, you know, Fields coming in. And listen, that offensive line is made out of graham crackers. We knew what was going to happen. Why are we pretending this wasn't going to happen?
Well, no, I think we all kind of knew, but it was all about starting the clock on Fields. Like, that's what this entire season was about. And I never really felt totally confident that once he was in, once he was named the starter, once he was going to get the reps every day, that this coaching staff would figure out the right way to use him. Like, I never had that confidence. Not that I thought that it couldn't happen. It's just that if you had to ask me and I had to tell you what the answer was, if they were going to figure it out, if they were going to help him progress, or if they weren't going to help him get better, my confidence wouldn't be on the positive end. It just wouldn't. And that's what this entire season has been about. But now it's about whether or not he's going to get to keep his job, because we don't know how long Fields is going to be out. The rib injury could be something that he deals with for a while, and it could limit him for the rest of the season. So as far as development goes, you've got that situation, and then you have the total uncertainty about what the coaching staff is, who it's going to be, and how good they're actually going to be at helping him develop. So there's so much here that's just, like, of course this would have to happen. You know, it looks like they finally got a franchise quarterback. I mean, we don't know for sure, but it kind of looks like it's a franchise quarterback. It feels that way, and there's so much unknown and so much uncertainty that's happening around him. It just sort of, I'm not going to say it takes away the fun, but it definitely isn't helping, you know? Like, we're supposed to be celebrating this time, and yeah, and we can't even do it because we don't know who the freaking coach is. And if he is going to be the coach, if he's going to be good enough to make him better.
Well, here's the thing that also adds questions that's driving me personally nuts. And again, yeah. I hate throwing out the fact over and over that I was an ex-athlete. The reason why I keep saying this is just because I want you to understand that I have a very
perspective.
Unique perspective.
It's perspective, yeah.
Yeah, I just have a unique perspective on these things, and I've lived this a little bit. And when it comes down to a head coach that is clearly losing his locker room, so much so that enough players are talking to the press about it, he's clearly going to lose his job. It's just a matter of when. So here's a question I actually pose to both of you, obviously. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, they're playing against the Detroit Lions, the worst team maybe ever. And I'm thinking, if they don't have a good showing, how quickly is Matt Nagy fired tomorrow?
See, I think that if it's really bad and they lose, I mean, that would be the worst scenario for the Bears. I think they fire him on Friday. I think it is a traditional news dump type move by the Bears, and then they move on. I was thinking about this. Ranger, were you at the update desk for any of the Bulls, like, Christmas firings?
When Skiles got fired? No, I think I actually had that day off. I mean, I did work some Christmas days, but I don't think I worked that one.
I think you had Skiles and Del Negro, right? Fired on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I think Vinny did get, yeah, I think, or Christmas Eve.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a tradition in this town to use holidays as an opportunity. And I think that from the Bears standpoint, if you were going to do this, if they lost, I think it becomes more. If they lose, we're all on watch on them doing something this weekend. And it would end up making, I think, Mark Conkle look really, really keyed in with it. I think they would prefer to go as deep as they can into the window before they can start interviewing people to make decisions about not just Nagy, but Pace, too. I think they would prefer to not have Ryan Pace being the one who fires Matt Nagy, knowing that he's played a huge role on why there hasn't been success here.
But it also begs the question. Go ahead, Chris.
I want to ask Lawrence this just because, I mean, he did cover the Bears on a daily basis in the past. And I know not everybody is still around, but there are a lot of the same people around. Part of me wonders if because all of this broke over the last couple of days, you had the tweet that said he lost the locker room, the report from Jordan Schultz, and then you had the Kunkel, piece from yesterday saying that it was going to happen on Thursday. Do you think that this organization would almost push back a little bit and say, well, we were going to do this. We were going, these reports are actually correct. We just don't want to admit it. And so we're not going to do it on the timeline that it has been reported it's going to happen. Like, I don't want to say out of spite, but almost like, you get defensive.
I mean, it would be out of spite. Yeah, I think that they're capable of all sorts of bizarre, absurd behavior because there is a record of the Bears as an organization doing bizarre, absurd behavior. And part of what I can add to some of the reporting is the meetings between, from what I've been told, the meetings between Nagy and the team have been weird for the last couple of weeks. And I don't know if that's because he's feeling the pressure of the status or if that's because he wasn't fully on board with Justin Fields being this team's starting quarterback. And in that stretch of time, Justin Fields started to move forward and show some progress. So he's just kind of standing there going, oh, maybe I was wrong about wanting Andy Dalton to be it. But no, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think that the way that it was explained to me was it's very possible that someone with power talked to Mark Kunkel and told him that they were going to move on from Matt Nagy. And even though this person has power, they might not have final say on when something like that happens.
But they have input.
Correct. So we'll see. We'll see if that person has the type of stroke that makes Mark right in his reporting or if this was someone who was talking reckless. And I will also tell you, there have been plenty of people at Halas Hall that have been reckless with their opinion of Matt Nagy, saying things in places where they didn't think people would hear them or that those things wouldn't get public, wouldn't become public. There's a lot of people up there that are very reckless with their words. So we'll see what ends up happening over the next few days.
I'll tell you what's actually very frustrating for me, and this is actually, it's kind of hitting on what Chris just said to you in asking that last question. It's simply this. We don't really know, and we're not going to know, what the Bears were actually going to do because of the narrative that's been put out into the press, but the players' statements to, leaking them out. At this point, it seems like they have no choice but to get rid of Nagy, no matter what. It's just a matter of when. We're just waiting on the clock. So are they going to expedite this decision because of all the press? Or is it going to look like a PR nightmare that they were pressured into doing it when they didn't have the intention of doing it this early?
Well here's the thing that has to happen this time around. Maybe in the past, it would be a situation where they would act out of spite and do the thing I suggested earlier, which I don't know if they would, but I wouldn't put it past them to do it. But this particular era in Bears football is absolutely not the time to do that. And it's because you finally, maybe legitimately have a franchise quarterback. And it's the first time that's happened in a very, very long time. And, I think when they traded for Cutler, we felt like, okay, maybe, even though he had a little bit of baggage already, they get to start fresh with this guy. They get to start. This is a clean slate for them. And this is not the time to mess around with that stuff. This is the time. If there has ever been a time in the era of Bears football, this is the time right now to behave like adults and say we've got to do what's best for that kid because that kid is very potentially our future.
Wait. Did you just make the suggestion that the Bears should act like adults?
Yes. Is that
they're
weird?
The Bears.
Or...
I mean, yeah, they're the Bears.
How dare you, Ranji? How dare you?
We've been doing this for 25 years, man. I know the feeling. You guys finally do, and I agree. It really does have the feeling that you finally have your franchise quarterback, probably for the first time since the 80s, really. And let's keep in mind who took you to a Super Bowl. I mean, this is an organization that technically doesn't really even need a franchise quarterback to get to the Super Bowl. They've been so based on defense for the past 35 years. But I love the fact that they got this guy at the QB1 slot, even though he's hurt right now. The question is, who is the right coach to nurture this guy going forward? It seems very clear that even though Nagy is a massive fan and definitely wants Fields out there, it was very clear that it was not the plan to put him out there until he was strong-armed into doing it.
Yep. And that's part of the reason that I think that to me is a reason why Matt Nagy should be fired, for a couple of reasons. One, he didn't understand the position that he was in. And two, the general manager defaulted to giving you Andy Dalton because he couldn't get anyone else. And they seem like, Cody, that any time that there was, when they were talking about Andy Dalton and the promises that they clearly made Andy Dalton, that's until you got the new information. And the new information was, here's Justin Fields. Going into that draft, no one thought that the Bears had enough draft capital or that the board would work the way that it did to allow them the space to move up to get Justin Fields. So their plan was Andy Dalton. And to me, that's fireable on its own. That they walked into the 2021 season with Andy Dalton starting quarterback in 2021. If you're talking to me about 2013, 2012, okay, I'm willing to hear your Andy Dalton argument. But in 2021, coming off the season he had as the backup in Dallas, who then became the starter once Dak got injured, he showed you who he is at this point in his career. And making plans and promises to Andy Dalton, that to me is a fireable offense. And then feeling obligated outside of the $10 million that you paid him. You owe him his money. Pay that man his money. But feeling obligated to then pay lip service to, well, you know, we told Andy that he's... Screw that. You told Andy before you had another good option. Before you ever thought that you had the opportunity for a quarterback who would be ready to play. And once you got Justin Fields, it should have changed the way the entire organization thought about the 2021 season. And it didn't. And that's why Nagy and his boss should be gone.
Well, I know this has already been litigated on this station and every outlet in the city and around the country, too. But that situation, I know there's a level of respect teams want to give players when they sign them and if they give them their word on something, they want to live up to it. And you don't want to set the example of we made a promise to a guy and then we took that promise back a few games into the season or before the season even started. I get they don't want to do that. But if you look at this larger picture, do you think any other player on the Bears would have been pissed off at the Bears or had thought poorly of them if even after promising Andy Dalton he gets to start, if they went back on and said, no, Fields gets to start instead, do you think there'd be like a revolt in the locker room? No, absolutely I think not. Everybody would be excited. They'd be like, oh, absolutely. Great. They know who Justin Fields is. They know what he's potentially capable of. They want to see him as quickly as possible. They wouldn't give a crap about that.
This is a team that made the playoffs last year. This is not a rebuild season. You don't go to the playoffs and get knocked out early and then plan to rebuild the next year. Quite frankly, listen, I'm actually one of the few defenders of Andy Dalton. Now, I want to really specify this. This is not me defending him being QB1. In my opinion, naming Andy Dalton QB1 in an NFL team today is the equivalent of naming Carson Palmer a QB1 of an NFL team today.
Correct. That's where it's at. Right there. Exactly. Deck is on it. And Deck knows he's been in these situations where there's a higher prospect that is going to get an opportunity
for me. There was
over
always
a trusted
higher prospect.
Veteran. Yes. I don't
sell yourself short. None of us played big league ball.
But no, you make a great point, though. But that's also on the point you were making, Chris. You're talking about the promises that were made. I could tell you right now, that promise had to only be from one person. There's no organization in any major sport that makes a promise to a player or even remotely cares if they keep it. At the end of the day, it's about wins and losses. So if Matt Nagy made that a promise, then he's the only one that stuck to it. Because there's no way in hell there's a person in the front office of the Bears that are like, oh, wait. We did promise him.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like players are going to say, I can't believe they promised that. I'm not going to sign with the Bears. They promised Dalton he could start, and they told Fields he could do it instead. I'm not going there. No one's ever going to get serious here, people. Lawrence, I know you've got a vacation now of a day. I guess watching Bears is maybe not a vacation tomorrow.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out if I get a comp day for that. I'm not sure. I will post a video for it tomorrow. I mean, I'm technically working, even though I'm not doing my show. I have no idea what the rules are anymore.
I'm pro-labor, Lawrence, so I know say you should get a day off. Yeah.
I agree with that. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. I think the Score listener is in for a treat. I like both of these guys very much. You are going to love the combination.
Who do you like more? Who do you like more, Cody or me?
Honestly, Deck and I, he did an episode of House of L that's going to come out next week, so I'm leaning towards Deck right now.
It's all about what you've done for me lately, baby. And
it's recent.
Quite frankly. Yeah. I've done some for him lately.
Yeah.
Because I did a House of L a while ago.
Here's the thing. You know, Deck he already forgot probably, about that. If he were in town, he'd probably call me.
We'd
be hanging out right now.
I told you when I was there last time.
Town, and then you see him on social, and he's supposed to be one of your best friends. And then you see him on social up and down Avenue or up and down Division, and they don't even let you know they're in town. See, Deck's type of guy.
All right, go to break, Lawrence. Do the break thing, and then we're going to do a show after
time. Did we just become best friends?
We sure did, Deck. We sure did. Now let's go play some drums.
We're late for a break on the Score.
See ya.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.